going to tell you a little bit of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan Dham, all the devotees who serve Radha and Krishna have only one idea, that is, they wish to cooperate to give pleasure to the divine couple.
U Vrindavanu, znači sve bhakte koji služe Radu i Krišnu imaju jednu jedinu ideju, a to je da kooperiraju zajedno, znači da sarađuju kako bi bolje služili Radu i Krišnu.
Even when it appears that the so-called husband of Srimati Radharani makes yet another trouble, it is only done so to make the relationship between Radha and Krishna more relishable.
Iako takozvani muž Radharani pravi neke nove nevolje, u stvari svrha tome je da zabave Radhe i Krišne postanu još ukusnije.
One morning Abhimanyu came to the yogini Purnamasi who lived in a hut near the Yamuna.
Jedno jutro je Abhimanyu prišao jogini Purnamasi koja živi u jednoj kolibi, koja živi u jednoj kolibi pored reke Yamune.
You know Purnamasi is also yoga maya or the pastimes potency of the Lord.
Purnamasi je također yoga maya, odnosno energija zabave gospoda.
Abhimanyu had heard that Radharani would secretly be together with Krishna.
Abhimanyu nekako saznao da se Radharani tajno sastaje sa Krishnom.
And he now finally wanted to stop this.
I on je konačno odlučio da prekine to.
So he went to Purnamasi and said, Purnamasi, I cannot tolerate this any longer.
I tako otišao kod Purnamasi i rekao, Purnamasi, ja to više ne mogu da tolerišem.
I have advised my servants to pack all the things of the household and tomorrow we will drive to Mathura, away from Vrindavan, away from Krishna.
Naredio sam svojim prijateljima i ukućanima da spakujemo sve iz kuće i da idemo u Mathuru, znači što dalje od Krishne iz Vrindavana.
Purnamasi, Ray heard this would be the end of
a Purnamasi onako se dokosa i ozbiljna rekla je to bi bio kraj Vrindavana.
Radha is separated from Krishna.
Radha je odvojena od Krishne.
Krishna will not be able to function.
Onda ako je to tako, Krishna neće biti u stanju da funkcioniše.
God will stop functioning. This is the end of existence.
Bog će u jednom trenutku prestati da funkcioniše i to je kraj postoje.
But she outwardly said, why are you wanting to bring Radha to Mathura?
Tako je mislila u sebi, ali rekla je, pitala ga je, zašto želite da odete u Mathuru?
Don't you know that King Kansa, who's like a tiger, waits there just to get Radha in her claws?
Za ne znate da kralj Kanksa koji je poput tigra jedva čeka da Rada da je ščepa svojim kanđom.
He's a second Ravana who wants Sita.
On je drugi Ravana koji je želeo Situ.
Abhimanyu said, I have good relationships to Kamsa because my friend is a learned scholar.
Abhimanyu rekao, imam dobre odnose sa Kanksom jer moj imam jednog prijatelja koji je dobar učenjak.
Purnamasi said, before you do such a dangerous thing, please tell me why are you doing this?
I Purnamasi je rekla, pre nego što napraviš tako težak potez, reci mi zbog čega to radiš.
Then Abhimanyu said, Rani is legally married to me and people all say she is together with Krishna. This is too much for my ego.
Onda Abhimanyu rekao, Radhani je legalno udata za mene, a svi kažu da se tajno sastaje sa Krišnom, to je previše za moj lažni ego.
Purnamasi said, don't give much to the rumors of ordinary people. Only if you see it yourself, then you have reason to move to Mathura with Radharani.
I Purnamasi je rekla, nemoj puno predavati značaja glasinama šta ko kaže, nego jednostavno ako ti sam se uveriš u to, onda je okej da ideš.
Only if you catch the lovers red-handed,
samo ako uhvatiš ljubavnike na delu,
then you can,
onda možeš da ideš.
Abhimanyu said, okay, because you advise.
I onda bi meni se složio, rekao, ok, ako ti tako kažeš.
You must know that all the inhabitants of Vrindavan follow Purnamasi's advice because she is considered to be the wise old lady.
Morate znati da svi stanovnici Vrindavana slušaju ono što Purnamasi kaže, ili ona starica, mudra žena.
And when Abhimanyu left in parting, he said, if you meet Radha, maybe you can tell her to worship the wife of Shiva, goddess Gauri, so that my cows increase. Abhimanyu.
I onda je Abhimanyu zamolio u odlasku, rekao, ako vidiš negdje moju ženu Radharani, molim te reci da obožava ženu Shive,
Gauri,
da, koja je istovremeno i zaštitnica krava.
I have heard that when the wife of the husband worships Gauri, then everything will increase, cows, sons, daughters, everything.
On kaže, čuo sam da kada žena muža obožava Gauri, onda sve se uvećava, znači i krave i broj sinova i tako dalje.
Then he left.
I onda je otišao.
Purnamasi was very, very worried.
I Purnamasi je bila vrlo, vrlo zabrinuta.
She sat at the Yamuna's bank and just shook her head.
Tako je sedela na Yamuni, obala Yamune je tako klimala glavom.
This doesn't look good for Vrindavan.
Ovo uopšte neće izaći dobro za Vrindavan.
Vrindavan without Vrindavaneshwari, Radhe, how will it work?
Vrindavan bez Vrindavaneshwari ili Radhe, kako će uopšte funkcionisati?
Now at this particular moment, Brinda Devi came.
I u tom trenutku se pojavila Brinda Devi.
Oh, why are you worried, said Brinda Devi.
Pitala je Brinda Devi, oh, zašto si zabrinuta?
Purnamasi told him about Abhimanyu's plan to take Radha out of Vrindavan.
I onda je Purnamasi rekla o planu Abhimanyu da povede Radharani izvan Vrindavan.
And Brinda Devi said, oh, don't worry. I have made an arrangement that today Radha and Krishna will meet at the temple of Gauri.
Brinda Devi rekla, nemoj brinuti, ja imam jedan aranžman, učinit ću tako da se Radha i Krishna sastanu u hramu Gauri.
And Radharani will be instructed to make a puja to Gauri, Shiva's wife, so that she will attain her husband.
I Radharani će biti saopštena da treba da obožava Gauri, Šivinu ženu, i na taj način će dobiti blagoslov.
No, that she will attain her husband.
Da će, excuse me, da će dobiti svog muža.
I understand every word you say.
I know.
Now the husband can mean Krishna or Abhimanyu.
I muž može biti ili Krishna ili Abhimanyu.
Purnamasi says, hope everything will go well.
I Purnamasi rekao, oh, nadam se da će sve ići dobro.
So, just near this area, was morning time, the divine couple Radha and Krishna met.
I u jutarnje sate, negdje u toj oblasti, božanski par Radha i Krishna su se sreli.
Krishna was dressed in a yellow dhoti.
Krishna nosio žuti dhoti.
His beautiful eyes were extending up to his ears.
A njegove prelepe oči su se širile sve do njegovih ušiju.
And he had very red lips like the bimbo of fruits.
I imao je crvene uste poput tog nekog voća, bimba voća.
And he very much wanted to be together with Srimati Radharani. Finally he met her under a tamal tree.
I jako je želeo da se sretne sa Radharani i konačno su se sreli ispod tamal drveta.
The air was coming through the leaves of the tamal tree.
Vazduh je, odnosno vetar je duvao kroz lišće tamal drveta.
The air was full of the smell of jasmin flowers.
Vazduh je nosio, bio prepun mirisa jasminovog cveća.
And all of a sudden, the forest turned green.
I odjednom šuma je prolistala, odnosno postala zelena.
I should better say blue.
Prolistala. Poplavila.
Blue.
Blue like blue.
Yes.
Postala pa.
Radha was coming.
A šta se dešavalo? Radha je dolazila.
And her golden effulgence mixed with the green of the trees.
И njegov, njena zlatna put se mešala sa zelenilom lišća.
And there was such a divine appearance in the forest of Vrindavan.
To je bio prelepi sjaj šume Vrindavana.
Green and yellow is blue, isn't it? Is this correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No?
No. No.
Blue and yellow is green.
Blue and yellow. So that the forest became golden.
On na kraju u stvari šuma je postala onako zlatasta.
Yes, this is was how it was.
To je u stvari bilo tako.
Krishna was so enthusiastic when he looked into the beautiful face of his dearly beloved Radharani.
Krishna je postao veoma entuzijastičan kada je pogledao u prelepo lice Radharani.
He said, "Oh Chandra," and wanted to say Chandramukhi.
On je rekao, "Oh Chandra," želeći da kaže Chandramukhi.
Radharani, who wanted to meet him but at the same time was afraid to meet him, immediately interrupted him. "Chandra, you are in my presence calling out the name of my rival Chandravali."
Radharani, koja se plašila da se sretne s Krišnom, ali ipak želela da se jako želela da se sretne s Krišnom, ga je prekinula u pola rečenice i rekla: "A Chandra, ti spominješ ime Chandravali, moje rivalkinje, kako to?"
But Krishna said, "No, I wanted to say Chandramukhi, oh you who have the beautiful face of a rising moon."
Ali ne, Krishna kaže, ne, ja sam htio da kažem, o Chandramukhi, ti koji imaš prelepo lice poput izlazećeg meseca.
But Radharani could not be appeased.
Međutim, nije mogu smiriti Radharani.
"I know you were thinking of Chandravali."
Znam te da samo misliš o Chandravali.
"I am not fit to be engaged with you."
I neću se veriti s tobom.
"Go to that village girl."
Idi tamo, toj seljančici.
And she turned her back to Krishna.
I okrenula je svoje leđe Krishna.
Crying tears of separation.
Lijući suze odvojenosti.
So much wanted to be together with Krishna.
I jako željela da bude zajedno s Krishna.
But she was also afraid to be together with Krishna.
Ali istovremeno bilo se plašila da bude zajedno s Krishna.
She was walking through the forest when she met Vrinda Devi.
I tako je išla šumom kada je naišla na Vrinda Devi.
Vrinda Devi said, "Why what has happened?" And Radharani explained everything.
I Vrinda Devi pitala šta se desilo i Radharani je objasnila sve.
Vrinda Devi said, "I can help you to meet Krishna."
I Vrinda Devi rekla, mogu ti pomoći da sretneš Krishna.
You must go into the temple of Gauri.
Moraš otići u hram Gauri.
And meet my sister Nikunja Vidya.
I tamo sresti moju sestru Nikunja Vidyu.
Nikunja means particular forest grove in Vrindavan.
Nikunja se odnosi na određen vrt u Vrindavanu.
And Vidya means knowing about it.
A Vidya znači znati o tome.
Vrinda Devi is the goddess in charge of Vrindavan.
Vrinda Devi je poluboginja, odnosno boginja koja je zadužena za Vrindavan.
By her potency the trees of Vrindavan grow to give pleasure to Krishna.
Zahvaljujući njenoj moći drveće Vrindavana raste kako bi pružilo zadovoljstvo Krišni.
And she also has a whole army of parrots which fly in between the divine couple with messengers for each other.
I ona ima čitavu armiju papagaja koja tako preleće između od jednog do drugog, znači između para, i nosi razne poruke.
Radha and Krishna in the forest and they want to eat. Vrinda Devi has different preparations from fruits and honey ready.
Kada su Radha i Krishna u šumi i žele da pojedu nešto, Vrinda Devi ima različite preparacije od meda and vacha.
Yes, vacha. Yeah. So Vrinda Devi said, "I have a sister goddess."
I Vrinda Devi rekla, ja imam sestru boginju.
"She can make arrangements with Radharani that you meet Krishna."
I ona može da uredi, da napravi aranžman da ti Radharani sretneš Krishnu.
In the meantime, Krishna, who had the desire to meet with Radharani, had disguised himself as a fair goddess.
U isto vreme Krishna, koji je želeo da se da se sretne sa Radharani, prerušio se u fair goddess.
bright, bele, bele.
A u svetlo, u svetlo, u belu, belu boginju.
Yes, he had put sandalwood all over his bluish body.
Premazao je svoje plavo telo sandalovinom.
And had dressed in woman cloth.
I obukao je žensku odeću.
Krishna was informed by Vrinda Devi, I will bring Radharani in the temple of Gauri.
Krishna je bio obavešten od strane Vrinda Devi da će odvesti Radharani u hram Gauri.
And there you will you should be in your woman disguise.
I tamo će biti prerušen kao žensko.
And then you can meet her.
I tamo ćeš moći nju da sretneš.
Alone in the temple.
Sami vas dvoje u hramu.
So it's getting a little complicated, but stay with me.
Malo se stvar zakomplikovala, ali ostanite sami.
Just listen.
Poslušajte.
So Krishna waited in the temple of Gauri in a woman's disguise.
Tako je Krishna prerušen u žensko čekao u hramu Gauri.
Now Vrinda Devi was bringing Radharani to the temple.
I u tom trenutku je Vrinda Devi privodila Radharani u hram.
Now when Radharani approached the temple, she saw Krishna's peacock Tundavika.
I kada je Radharani se približavala templu, ugledala je
Tandavika.
Krishna Paunovo pero po imenu Tandavika.
Pauna
po imenu Tandavika.
Wherever Krishna is, this Pauna Tandavika is there.
Gdje god se nalazi Krishna, tu je prisutan i taj Paun Tandavika.
When you see this Paun anywhere in Vrindavan, Krishna is very, very near.
Kada vidite tog Pauna negdje u Vrindavanu, znajte da je Krishna vrlo blizu negdje.
So when Radharani saw Krishna's peacock before the temple, she immediately wanted to turn around and go.
I kada Radharani vidjela tog Pauna u blizini hrama, odmah htjela da se okrene i da ode odatle.
I don't know, you know, when you are so much in love, sometimes you experience contradictory feelings.
Ne znam da li znate, ali kada ste jako zaljubljeni, onda ponekad osjećate imate protivrečne osjećanja.
Vrinda Devi said, don't worry, Krishna is not here.
Vrinda Devi je rekla, nemoj brinuti, Krishna nije ovdje.
But Krishna's peacock is here.
Radharani je rekla, pa tu je Krishnin paun.
No, Vrinda Devi said, no. Krishna was previously in the temple, but then Krishna's peacock was falling asleep. And when Krishna was going out, he didn't notice it.
Devi rekla, ne, Krishna je bio malo pre u hramu pa je otišao, a njegov paun je tu ostao, zaspao, i kada je Krishna otišao, onda on se probudio i jednostavno ostaje tu.
So okay, Radharani went inside the temple.
I tako je Radharani ipak ušla u hram.
And there she saw Krishna disguised as a goddess.
I tamo je ugledala Krishnu koji je bio prerušen u boginju.
And immediately when she saw Krishna disguised as a goddess, her hairs on the body stood up as goose pimples.
Čim je ugledala Radharani Krishnu prerušenog, koža je se naježila.
And Krishna was muttering in great ecstasy, I have seen her so many times, but it is always new when I see her.
A Krishna pomisli, ja puno puta viđem, ali uvek je neki novi način, iznova kad je ugledam, uvek nešto novo.
So Radharani in the meantime was saying, oh goddess.
Radharani u momentu rekla, o boginja.
Most beautiful goddess.
O najlepa boginja.
Krishna was thinking, oh, my disguise works.
Onda Krishna pomisli, ovo moje prerušavanje je upalilo.
Can you please help me to attain Krishna?
Radharani rekla, možeš li mi pomoći da dođem Krishna?
Krishna in a very high voice said.
Onda Krishna povišenog glasa rekao,
oh, you do not recognize me.
Žao, pa ti me ne prepoznaješ.
No, said Rara, I've never seen Nikunja Vidya.
Radharani rekla, ne, nikad te nisam vidjela Nikunja Vidya.
Well, said well, if you give me your sweet embrace, I can help you meet Krishna.
Onda Krishna rekla, ako me slatko zagrliš, onda ću ti ja povezati s Krishna.
And Radharani was moving towards the Lord who was disguised as a goddess.
Jedna Radharani pošla u zagrljaj toj boginji koji je u stvari bio Krishna prerušen.
And when she fell into the arms of the goddess, she all of a sudden noticed who's a very aggressive goddess.
A u trenutku kad se našla u njegovom zagrljaju, onda je pomislila, ova boginja je vrlo agresivna.
And then she was noticing, oh, it is Krishna.
A onda je shvatila, hopa, to je Krishna.
And was laughing and laughing.
I tako se smijala i smijala.
Now, in the meantime,
međuvremenu,
Abhimanyu had heard that his wife Radharani had gone to the temple of Gauri.
Međuvremenu je Abhimanyu čuo da njegova žena Radharani otišla u hram Gauri.
And he brought with her, with himself, his mother Yatila, to see if Radharani was inside the temple worshipping the goddess Gauri.
I sa sobom je poveo i majku Jatilu da bi ona videla kako Radharani u hramu obožava boginju Gauri.
And when Yatila came to, near to the temple, when Yatila and Abhimanyu came near to the temple of Gauri, they saw Tandavika dancing in ecstasy, the peacock of Krishna.
I kad su Abhimanyu i Jatila približili hramu, videli su Tandavika palma kako pleše u zanosu.
And then they saw how the peacock went up in the sky and sat on the big stone lion, which is Gauri's lion, just on the head.
I onda je, videli su kako palma uzleta i stao na kamenog, na glavu kamenog lava, koji je u stvari bio love od Gauri.
That means Krishna had jumped on the head of the goddess Gauri.
A to znači da je Krishna bukvalno skočio na glavu boginje Gauri.
And they said, no, this cannot be Krishna, it must be somewhere here.
I oni su rekli, ne, to znači da Krishna mora biti negde tu.
And then then Abhimanyu came to the temple door and he heard Krishna's voice.
I Abhimanyu je prišao hramskim vratima i čuje Krishnin glas.
And then he heard Radharani's voice inside.
A onda isto iznutra čuje i glas Radharani.
Radharani said laughing, "Goddess, have mercy on me."
Radharani se smejući molila boginju, boginjo, molim te, imaj milosti za mene.
And he heard the voice of Krishna who said, "Please don't ask me something too difficult."
A onda čuo je glas Krišne koji je odgovarao, molim te, nemoj tražiti od mene nešto tako teško.
Abhimanyu was wild.
Je bi manje poluda.
He, in the temple they are together. And he jumped into the temple screaming like a lion.
I ulete u hram vrišteći poput lava.
This is too much.
Ovo je too much.
This is very irreligious.
Ovo je vrlo nereligiozno.
So at the time, so Radharani was, when Radharani heard the voice of Abhimanyu, she immediately fainted and landed before Krishna.
I kada je u trenutku kada Radharani čula glas Abhimanyu, odmah se onesvestila i stropoštala ste ispred Krishne.
Abhimanyu saw his wife lying on the temple floor.
Abhimanyu ugledao svoju ženu kako leži na podu hrama.
And then he saw Krishna in the disguise of a fair goddess.
Onda je ugledao prerušenog Krishnu koji je bio prerušen u tu svetlu boginju.
Abhimanyu said, Radharani must have worshipped goddess Gauri. And then she came out of the statue.
Onda bi manje rekao, o, pa mora da je Radharani obožavala boginju Gauri i onda je ona se manifestovala iz statue.
At this moment, the sakis of Radharani came in and said to Abhimanyu, your wife's devotion is so powerful that the goddess Durga has personally appeared here as Gauri.
A onda su saki iz šume došli i prišli Abhimanyu i rekli, tvoja žena je toliko predano obožavala boginju da se ona lično manifestovala u obliku boginje Gauri.
All this time Krishna stood like this, not moving.
Sve vreme Krishna stajao tako ukočeno.
But he said to himself, my disguise works very nice.
Ali u sebi je govorio, moje preušavanje fino delo.
Abhiman, you said, I'm very sorry, Radharani, that I interrupt your worship.
Abhiman je rekao, meni jako žal, Radharani, što prekidam tvoje obožavanje.
In the meantime, Jatila had also entered.
I u međuvremenu je Jatila takođe ušla.
Now, Abhiman, you said, Radharani, please,
wake up. I onda Abhiman je rekao, Radharani, molim te, digni se. Probudi se.
And she immediately understood that Abhimanyu was convinced that Krishna was Gauri.
I Radharani pogledala okolo i u trenutku shvatila da je Abhimanyu bio ubeđen da je prerušeni Krishna u stvari Oginja Gauri.
Immediately he said, Radharani, you were asking Goddess Durga to have mercy on you.
Onda je pitao Radharani, Radharani, ti tražiš od boginje Gauri da ti pruži, da ti podari milost.
And Goddess Durga se, Goddess Gauri, Gauri or Durga, same thing, said, please don't ask me something which is too difficult.
A ona ti odgovorila, nemoj tražiti nešto od mene što je teško.
What was it?
Šta je to bilo?
So at this moment Krishna spoke.
I u tom trenutku je Krishna progovorio.
Oh, Abhimanyu, you do not know that in 2 days Kamsa will come here, catch you and sacrifice you to Shiva.
Onda Krishna progovorio, oh, Abhimanyu, ti ne znaš da će za 2 dana doći Kamsa, uhvatiti te i žrtvovati te kao ponudu Shivi.
At this moment Jatila said, have mercy, Goddess, on my son.
A onda je Jatila uskočila i povikala, imaj milosti za moga sina.
How can I have mercy? Lord Shiva wants to eat him.
Kako da se spilujem kada gospod Shiva želi da ga pojede.
But she worshipped me.
Ali me obožavao.
Maybe I can intervene.
Oni me obožavali i onda možda ja mogu da malo intervenišem.
Please, Abhimanyu also said, please.
I onda su... Tako su oboje zapomagali, molim te. Krišna prerušenu u gori rekao, mogu jedino to da učinim ako danas me Radharani obožava svaki dan.
I have heard that you want to take her out of Vrindavan to Mathura.
Čula sam da želiš da je odvedeš iz Vrindavana u Mathuru.
It was a mistake.
To je bila greška u pitanju.
She must stay in Vrindavan.
Ona mora ostati u Vrindavanu.
Radharani was just smiling.
Radharani se osmijela i dobro je prošlo.
And worship me daily.
I obožavala ga svaki dan.
Of course, said Abhimanyu. It was just a passing idea, some craziness, some disarrangement of the bodily airs in my brain.
I onda Abhimanyu rekao, neka obožavat ćete svaki dan, nije problem, to je bila neka samo prolazna ideja, neka ludila, neki poremećaj vazduha u telu i tako dalje.
Then Jatila and Abhimanyu said to the stay with the goddess Radharani, and they went away.
Dakle, Jatila i Abhimanyu rekao, samo ti ostani sa boginjom Radharani, samo ostani i otišli.
This is how Krishna took care that Radharani would be brought to Mathura.
Tako se Krishna pobrinu da Radharani ne bude odvedena za Mathuru.
Purnamasi has sung about this Leela, something, a nice song.
Purnamasi je spevala lepu pesmu o toj Lili.
O Krishna, you are the spring that makes the Madhavi vine of Radha blossom.
O Krishna, ti si proleće koje činiš da...
To make Radharani blossom like a flower.
Koji činiš da Radharani cveta poput cveta.
May those persons who hear about your loving pastimes.
Neka osobe koje čuju o tim ljubavnim zabavama
in Vrindavan,
u Vrindavanu,
swim in the waves of pure love,
zaplivaju talasima čiste ljubavi,
and attain the kingdom of your transcendental sweetness,
i dostignu kraljevstvo tvoje transcendentalne slatkoće.
So you have heard this wonderful pastime.
Znači, mi smo čuli tu predivnu zabavu.
Where Krishna takes on the guise of goddess Gauri.
Gde se Krishna prerušio u boginju Gauri.
You will also swim in the ocean of the transcendental sweetness of the divine couple.
I vi ćete također zaplivati transcendentalnim okeanom slatkoće transcendentalnog para.
When Krishna heard this request of Purnamasi, he said, so be it.
Kada je Krishna počeo taj zahtev Purnamasi, on je rekao, neka bude.
Let me now go to my parents.
Sada ću otići mojim roditeljima.
They are worried because they don't see me.
Oni zabrinuti su jer me nisu videli.
And then the next pastime starts.
A onda je započela druga zabava.
This is divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
To su božanske zabave Radha.
I wanted to make the one point out from this, that in the spiritual world everyone is cooperating for Krishna's pleasure.
Teo sam da izvučem jednu point iz ove priče, a to je da u duhovnom svetu svi sarađuju za zadovoljstvo, da bi zadovoljili Krishnu.
Vrinda Devi,
Vrinda Devi,
Purnamasi,
Purnamasi,
the flowers,
sveće,
the monkeys of Vrindavan,
majmuni u Vrindavanu,
the peacock and the deer,
jelen i paun,
even the so-called enemies of Krishna, Abhimanyu and Yatila,
čak i takozvani neprijatelji Krishne kao što su Abhimanyu i Yatila,
they just enhance the pastimes of the divine couple.
Oni samo pospešuju te zabave božanskog para.
So that it is ever fresh and with new challenges.
I tako je uvek su zabave osvežene novim izazovima.
If you want to come to the spiritual kingdom of God, you will also have to learn the simple art of cooperating for Krishna's pleasure.
Ako želimo da dođemo u kraljevstvo Božije, moramo da naučimo jednostavnu umetnost da kooperiramo za zadovoljstvo Krishne.
Especially in this age of Kali, spirituality has to be practiced together.
Posebno u dobu Kali, duhovnost mora biti praktikovana zajedno.
Don't be a lone wolf.
Nemojte biti usamljeni vuk.
Vuk, lone vuk, wolf,
huh? Usamljeni vuk.
Vuk, ja. By our false ego, we are always pulled into the concept, I want to do it my way, alone.
Naš lažni ego nas uvijek uvlači u koncept, a to je, ja želim da radim na svoj način, sam.
But in Kali Yuga, we should learn to worship Krishna together.
Međutim, Kali Yugi treba da naučimo da Krishna obožavamo zajedno.
This is a general principle. In Kali Yuga, strength is always in togetherness.
To je generalni princip u Kali Yugi, snaga leži uvek u zajedništvu.
Let us look, for instance, at fighting styles.
Pogledamo recimo stilove borenja.
In previous ages, one warrior could fight with 10,000 soldiers if he was a Maharati.
U prošlim dobima jedan vojnik, pod uslovom da je Maharati, mogao je da se istovremeno bori sam sa 10.000 vojnika.
In this age we don't have such warriors any longer.
U ovom dobu ne postoje više takvi ratnici.
Or in Satya Yuga, you would go alone into the forest and meditate alone.
Ili u Satya Yugi recimo ljudi su odlazili u šumu i sami meditirali.
When in this age you are alone, you often get mentally.
U ovom dobu, ako ste sami, uglavnom ste na mentalu.
Therefore it is said you should be together with devotees.
Zato se preporučuje da budemo zajedno sa baktama.
And do sankirtan, chant together.
I da sprovodimo sankirtan, da pevamo zajedno.
Like we have chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's much nicer together than samo, than alone.
Kao što smo malo pripevili Om Namo Bhagavate, znači mnogo je lepše kada pevamo zajedno nego kad neko sam to peva.
But you will see that which is really the medicine in Kali Yuga, that is to do things together, is the most bitter thing.
Ali možemo vidjeti da to što bi trebalo da bude lek u Kali Yugi, a to je da svi zajedno pevamo, nama nekako čini sve gorkim.
So, Kali is very anxious so that we can't swallow the medicine.
I Kali navija za to da mi ne progutamo taj lek.
Jayaprataka Maharaj said there is a joke in America, there is a family who notices we are never together.
Džabotake s vami je naveo jednu priču, šaljivu priču iz Amerike, da je postala jedna porodica koja je primetila, pa mi nikad nismo zajedno.
So they decide as a family to do something together, to go into the cinema together.
I oni su odlučili kao porodice da bi uradili nešto zajedno, skupa, odlučili su da odu zajedno u bioskop.
There are seven members altogether.
A porodica činilo sedam članova.
And they come together to the cinema hall.
I zajedno su ušli u bioskopsku salu.
And one member goes into delfins in the ocean.
Jedan član porodice je išao da gleda neki film delfini. Delfins
in the ocean. The mother goes into the movie and those lonely days on the beach.
Majka odnosno pogleda film usamljeni oni pusti dani na plaži.
The older brother goes into the wild dinosaurs.
Stari brat išao da pogleda divlje dinosauruse.
The sister goes into teenage days in Hollywood.
Sestra išao pogleda teenagerski dani u Hollywoodu.
And everyone goes into their own movie.
I svako otišao na različite strane gleda neki svoj film.
Let's do something together.
Ajde nešto da napravimo
zajedno. But in the last second they all do something different.
Ali u posljednjem trenutku svako radio na svoj način.
This is in Kali Yuga. They wanted, after the Second World War, I believe, they wanted to make United Nations.
Nakon drugog svjetskog rata ljudi su se hteli da naprave Ujedinjene nacije.
No longer any wars.
Znači, nema više ratova.
Today there are 43 wars plus one.
Međutim, danas postoje 43 rata plus jedan.
This is the family war in the family.
To je taj univerzalni rat između porodice.
Univerzalni family. We have to face this also, this problem. We want to spread Krishna, become Krishna consciousness conscious together and spread Krishna consciousness together, but because of our egos it is so difficult to do something together.
Mi imamo taj problem, želimo zajedno da pravo raširimo, rasprostrimo svjesnost Krišne, ali zbog našeg lažnog ega jako je teško da to uradimo zajedno.
Our egos are surrounded with a group of needcocks, you know, lust, greed, anger and so on.
Naš ego okružen raznim nitkovima u vidu požude, pohlepe, zavisti, gneva i tako dalje.
These needcocks will always try that we can't do something together.
I ti nitkovi će uvijek raditi na tome da nam pomri se konce da ne možemo zajedno da radimo, da sarađujemo.
Good friends become separated.
Dobri prijatelji postaju, razilaze se.
We invited one person who was a devotee.
Pozvali smo jednog baktu koji je nekad bio bakta.
And this devotee very politely says, have nice meetings.
A taj bakta na ljubazan način odgovorio, imajte lepe sastanke.
Yes, he was not wanting to be together.
Drugim rečima, nije želeo da bude zajedno sa nama.
Why can this happen? You were together for many years. Why all of a sudden not?
Zašto se to desilo? Bio je zajedno sa nama tolke godine. Zašto jedan ne želi više da bude zajedno?
It's the ego that is difficult, friends.
U pitanju je taj ego sa tim problematičnim prijateljima.
This is the reason why we cannot cooperate.
A to je razlog zbog čega ne možemo da sarađujemo.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, you are delivered by Krishna the very day when you are free from the desire for your own prestige.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati je rekao, Krišna će vas osloboditi istog dana kada odbacite vašu želju za lažnim ugledom.
Then you are free from the ego.
Kada se oslobodite ega.
Then Krishna takes you, brings you to the spiritual world.
Onda Krishna uhvati i dovuče natrag u duhovni svet.
Now this false ego surfaces or comes into our lives in many different ways.
Taj lažni ego na mnoge različite načine isplivava u naš život.
When we are successful in something, we become very proud. I did it.
Kad smo uspješni u nečemu, onda postajemo jako ponosni, kažemo to sam ja uradio.
But when we are a failure, the ego also comes.
Ali kada upropastimo nešto, ne uspemo, onda se ego, ego također pojavi.
I lose faith.
Izgubio sam veru. Ne funkcioniše.
I will not have faith anymore.
Nema više ne mogu imati veru.
Don't become victims to the place of the ego.
Nemojte postati žrtva tog ega.
Learn to cooperate.
Naučite da sarađujete.
For Krishna's pleasure.
Za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
For Krishna's sake.
Za Krishna ime.
Now, my dear devotees, if you would ask me such an answer, thank you for this nice point, but so difficult to work with this devotee who has a balkanetska temperamenta.
Neko može reći, hvala ti puno, sećam s vami za lepe savjete, ali meni je jako teško da se razvijem s ovim baktama koji imaju taj balkanski temperament.
Be honest.
Budite iskreni.
Can you work with everyone together?
Da li možete zajedno raditi sa bilo kim?
I know it would be nice to make a temple, a very, very beautiful temple here in Beograd.
Znam da bi bilo jako dobro i lepo da napravimo veliki hram ovdje u Beogradu.
And I know Krishna expects me to work together.
I znam da Krishna očekuje od mene da sarađujem sa drugima.
I know Krishna wants that I also write my name in the membership list.
Također znam da Krishna želi da upucam svoje ime u članstvo, da budem član.
That's so difficult to work together.
Ali jako, ipak je jako teško sarađivati zajedno.
My dear devotees, yes, because we are in false ego.
Dragi moji bakte, jeste, to je istina, zato što smo na lažnom
ego. And we have an ego has its problematic friends.
A ego zajedno sa sobom nosi svoje problematične prijatelje.
But there is something which helps.
Ali i postoji nešto što je od pomoći.
When you ask yourself the question, what does Krishna want of me?
A to je da pitate šta Krishna od mene želi.
Ask yourself, is that what I am doing for Krishna's interest or is it against Krishna's interest?
Pitate se, znači, da li to što ja radim, da li je to u interesu Krishne ili protiv njegovog interesa?
This you should ask yourself. Is what I'm doing for Krishna's interest or is it against Krishna's interest?
Znači, to je ono što trebate da se pitate, da li ono što ja radim jeste u interesu Krishne ili je protiv toga.
When you learn to ask this very simple question, you will get the strength to cooperate.
Kada naučite da postavite tako jednostavno pitanje, dobićete snagu da sarađujete.
See, what is the use if I do something according to my plans.
Koja je korist od toga ako ja nešto radim što ide u prilog samo meni?
If what I'm doing is against Krishna's interest, what is the value of this activity?
I ako to što radim, ako je protiv interesa Krishne, koja je korist od toga?
Do you follow my logic?
Da li možete da sledite moju logiku?
Your interests will be gone soon.
Ubrzo vaši interesi će prestati da postoje.
I remember when Sudarshan was young and we were in this where was it? This place Shumatovatska. That was before Shushnindilska?
Shumatovatska.
Sudarshan would always like to jump on the roof and run around on the roof. It was always so loud when he was young. Maladeca,
yes. Ja sećam se kad je Sudarshan bio mlađi i mali, u Šumatovačkoj, on je često trčao gore po krovu i letao gore dole i bio uznemirenje.
And we are trying to concentrate and Sudarshan over the roof.
Mi smo pokušali da se skoncentrišemo, onda je Sudarshan trčao gore po krovu.
But now he doesn't want to run over the roof. Too much trouble.
Sada on to ne želi da radi, ali doći će dovešće do mnogih problema.
So what Sudarshan does now is also not what he wants to do for eternal times.
A ono što Sudarshan sad trenutno radi također nije ono što će da radi za uvijek.
Whatever you want is temporary.
Sve ono što želimo je privremeno.
But if you do what Krishna wants, that's eternal.
Ali ako radimo ono što Krishna želi da radimo, onda je to večno.
So better learn soon to do what Krishna wants.
Onda je bolje da što pre naučimo šta Krishna želi.
By this you will qualify to enter Vrindavan.
Na taj način postaćemo kvalifikovani da uđemo u Vrindavan.
This is what I wanted to tell you today.
To ono što sam imao da vam kažem danas.
I hope that there was something for you in this little lecture.
Nadam se da ste pronašli nešto za sebe iz ove lekcije.
I want to see if you have any questions now, and after the questions we will all together chant again this very powerful vibration of the Nrisimha Kavacha. Lord Nrisimha, oh yeah, he sits already on the altar, he's ready to hear us.
Znači sada ako imate pitanja možete postaviti, a nakon toga ćemo ponovo pevati Nrisimha Kavacha svi zajedno tu moćnu mantru.
He is a whole army of tape recorders. Very nice. Yes. So do you have any questions regarding this?
Pitanja da li imate vezi ovoga?
I will do my best to answer you.
Daću sve od sebe da vam odgovorim.
Sudarshan, please excuse me that I used you as an example. No problem.
I wanted to ask you, how should I know actually when the Krishna wants for me, and how can I recognize what is his plan for me, because mind is very tricky stuff, and maybe some of things which will come on my mind I can identify by that, and yeah. But maybe this is not the real thing, what is real, yeah. Krishna wants. After 20 years, might be some failure or something like that. So, can you explain that? What is the way to recognize?
To find out and recognize what is Krishna's name. Please say in.
Znači, to je način da se dođe do tog saznanja, to je što Krishna želi od nas, pošto često se desi da nešto što nam je na umu, znači da nam se svidi, da mislimo da je to u stvari poslije, kažem, 20 godina da vidimo rezultat, to mi promaše. Znači, pa ako možda nam objasni malo. Pa.
If you wish to know what is Krishna's plan, you must ask the Guru.
Ako želiš znati šta je plan Krishne, trebaš pitati Guru.
With this answer, I want to draw your attention to a very difficult but divine spiritual point.
Ovim odgovorom se treba da ti privučem pažnju na jedno jako teško, ali i uzvišenu point.
It is said when a person becomes very serious to go back home, back to Godhead, Krishna sends him a spiritual master.
Rečeno je kada osoba u istinu postane onda snima jako želje da se vrati kući natrag Bogu, Krishna mu šalje duhovnog učitelja.
And this spiritual master will represent Krishna to the disciple.
I duhovni učitelj će prezentovati Krishnu za tog učenika.
Now this is very difficult for us to understand how a human being can represent God.
Za nas je jako teško da shvatimo to kako ljudsko biće može da bude predstavnik Boga.
Because, see, also the spiritual master has a divine side and an ordinary side.
Jer duhovni učitelj ima, znači, dve strane, jedna je ta božanska strana, a druga je ta takozvana obična strana.
The divine side means the spiritual master is inspired by Krishna and used by Krishna.
Ta božanska strana znači da je on inspirisan od strane Krishna i da ga Krishna koristi.
And the ordinary side of the spiritual master is he may not like potatoes.
A ta obična takozvana strana duhovnog učitelja jeste da recimo možda ne voli krompire.
See, we have to follow the divine side.
Mi treba da sledimo tu božansku stranu.
But it's not an offense if we like potatoes.
Ali nije uvreda ukoliko pritom mi volimo krompire.
We can so when we approach a spiritual master, we should approach this divine side.
Kada pristupamo duhovnom učitelju, treba da pristupimo toj božanskoj strani.
And be connected with that.
I biti povezani sa tim.
That's why we say we should follow the instructions which have been handed down from parampara.
I zato je rečeno da moramo slediti instrukcije koje su koji su date od Guru Parampara.
But it's not necessary to follow the styles and so on.
Ali nije neophodno da sledimo njegove neke stilove razne i tako dalje.
Yes. When you follow the plan of Krishna's Sudarshan, you will feel some deep satisfaction inside of you.
Kada slediš plan Krišne, u sebi ćeš osjetiti duboko zadovoljstvo.
And by this deep satisfaction, you know I am properly situated.
I zahvaljujući tom dubokom zadovoljstvu, shvatit ćeš ja sam pravilno situiran.
The example has been given in scriptures that when we please Krishna, we are automatically pleased.
U spisima je dat primjer, kada mi zadovoljimo Krišnu, mi smo automatski zadovoljni.
Just like when you give water to a tree, the leaves on the tree are automatically nourished.
Kada zalijemo koren drveta, onda lišće drveta također biva nahranjeno.
I remember there was Kamakrishna Maharaj, and once Prabhupada told him something which he did not want to do.
Jednom prilikom je Prabhupada rekao nešto Tamil Krišni Maharaju što on nije želeo da radi.
I think Srila Prabhupada wanted him to take over a traveling bus party.
Čini mi se da mu je Prabhupada dao instrukciju da preuzme na sebe odgovornost za putujući bus party.
And Tamil Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, this is as if you would send me to China.
Prabhupada, možda da me pošalješ u Kinu.
Next morning.
To bi bilo isto kada me šalješ u Kinu, oni se žalio.
Next morning Prabhupada called for Tamakrishna.
I sljedećeg jutra Prabhupada ga je zvao.
China is very important for preaching Krishna
consciousness. Kina je vrlo važno mjesto za širenje svesti Krishna.
I need a good man to go there and spread Krishna consciousness.
Potreba mi je pravi čovjek da ode tamo i raširi svjesnost Krishna.
You are the right one.
A ti si pravi.
For one year Tamal Krishna went into a strike.
Godinu dana Tamal Krishna se opira tome.
But he felt unhappy.
Ali je shvatio, nisam sretan.
Only when he surrendered to Prabhupada's desire, he felt satisfied in China.
Jedino kada je pristao da uradi kako mu Prabhupada kaže, on se osjećao zadovoljan u Kini.
Sometimes we may go to a spiritual master and ask him, Guru Maharaj, tell me what I should do, I'm ready.
Ponekad put odemo duhovnom učitelju i kažemo mu, reci mi šta da radim, mislim da sam spreman.
But sometimes Guru Maharaj might not give an answer.
Međutim, neki put nećemo dobiti odgovor od njega.
Because Krishna sees we are yet not ready.
Jer Krishna vidi da još uvijek nismo spremni.
He might even he might not know an answer.
Možda on možda on čak i zna koji je odgovor. Ne zna.
Yeah. Because we must understand when the guru disciple relationship is proper, then that guru is represents Krishna for us.
Kada je odnos između duhovnog učitelja i učenika pravilan, onda guru za nas predstavlja Krishna.
When the relationship is proper, Krishna will act.
I kada je taj odnos pravilan, onda Krishna će delovati.
And when the relationship is not proper, Krishna will not act through that.
A kada odnos ne funkcioniše, onda Krishna neće preko toga delovati.
This is a deep, deep secret.
To je jako duboka, velika, velika tajna.
It's how a human being can still have a site where he where the perfect Lord uses him or works through him.
Kako ljudsko biće može imati tu savršenu stranu preko putem koje može Bog delovati kroz njega.
But there are examples how this works in this world. See, you can see this is ordinary metal, but when it's properly connected, the electricity goes through it.
Ali postoje načini kako to može da funkcioniše. Recimo, ovo je metal i ako se pravilno uradi, znači deluje na njega, on može da propušta elektricitet.
So when Sudarshan, when you are properly connected with your spiritual master and Krishna, you can also act as a divine agent of God.
I kada si ti pravilno povezan sa duhovnim učiteljem, onda ti isto možeš biti dobar provodnik, odnosno dobar agent gospoda.
The electricity will go through you.
Biće dobar provodnik, odnosno elektricitet može da prolazi kroz tebe.
And I think in your own little way you have experienced that already.
I mislim da imaš neko iskustvo koliko toliko.
I remember the times when you have said something very helpful to other devotees.
Sjećam se primjera kada si naveo nešto što je pomoglo mnogim drugim bhaktama.
At that time you might have thought, was I saying this? It doesn't sound like typical Sudarshan.
Može se zapitam, pa da li sam, da moguće da sam ja to rekao, uopšte ne zvuči kao tipično Sudarshan pitanje.
No, Krishna was speaking through you.
Ne, Krishna je u tom trenutku govorio kroz tebe.
So we should, that's why we accept the spiritual master, to be sure.
To je razlog zašto prihvatamo duhovnog učitelja, a to je da se uverimo.
That is Krishna's plan, what we do.
Da je to Krishna plan, šta mi radimo.
And we can, and you know, when this is proper, we will feel satisfied because we are actually pleasing Krishna.
I kada je taj odnos pravilan, mi ćemo se osjetiti zadovoljni zato što to zadovoljava Krishna.
Either the Krishna acts through our Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru.
Krishna može delovati preko Diksha Guru i preko Shiksha Guru.
Krishna also acts through what we can call Vartman Pradaksha Guru.
Krishna može također delovati putem Vartman Pradaksha Gurua.
Yeah. You know, the preacher may go to someone and Krishna may use the preacher.
Propovednik može otići negde nekome i Krishna može delovati kroz njega.
Have we not this experience? We go as preachers somewhere and it's clear Krishna sends us to a certain door. The person opens the door and says, I have been praying to get a book of Prabhupada, now you come. You are for me a many representative of God.
Možda ste imali, neko ima to iskustvo da recimo idemo tako od stana do stana, delimo knjige Prabhupada, onda zvonimo na vrata, osoba otvori i kaže, o, pa ja se baš molio da dobijem knjige Prabhupada i ti si za mene jednostavno predstavnik Boga, ti si se pojavio sa knjigama.
The Guru Tattva is really Krishna acting.
Guru Tattva je za uistinu Krishna u akciji.
Through a human being.
Putem kroz ljudsko yeah. biće.
Krishna u akcije prosto bi ludobitske.
Krishna
in action through a human being.
Znači Krishna u akciji preko ljudskog bića.
This is really the Guru Tattva.
To je uistinu Guru Tattva.
And this explains why the guru is perfect. And at the same time, he will always say, "Ah, I'm a very imperfect person."
A to je zapravo pokazatelj da je guru, iako je uvek savršen, on za sebe kaže, "Oh, ja sam totalno nesavršen."
We as disciples, we see the perfect side.
A mi kao učenici vidimo tu savršenu stranu.
And he as a human being sees the imperfect side.
No, on kao ljudsko biće vidi nesavršenu stranu sebe.
This is a very deep subject. I have tried to explain it as easy as possible, but there is much more to be said.
Ovo je jako opširna tema i duboka i ja sam onako pojednostavio čisto da kažem, da objasnim.
Sometimes even Sudarshan, you can ask, this is what I think to do. What do you think?
Ponekad trebaš pitati, na taj način kažeš, ovo je ono što ja mislim da treba, a šta ti kažeš?
And you will see even a confirmation of a good devotee who represents Krishna will help you so much.
I onda možeš vidjeti da ta potvrda bhakte koji je predstavnik Krishne može ti pomoći jako puno. Yes.
Any other question?
Da li ima još pitanje?
There was one Mataji somewhere. Yes, you maybe?
Yes. I wanted to ask you about the session for Rajshri that you gave yesterday.
Yes.
And you were talking about idolism and knowledge.
Yes.
And I recently met in a spiritual warrior from a Mataji family that only supposed to follow stop.
Yes.
And if we live realistically and we think idealistic, and we have some captured, but he will put us in some situations that we could leave our ideas.
Yes.
Ты можешь это привести?
Буквально ратник.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It's very clear your question.
Hvala puno, pitanje je jasno.
It's always important to have ideas.
Uvijek je važno imati ideale.
Even if you live for some time in a situation where you cannot follow your ideas, don't give up having ideas.
Čak ako se nađemo u situaciji da ne možemo slijediti te svoje ideale, nemojmo napuštati te ideale.
For instance, Srila Prabhupada when he was in his family ashram, Grihastha ashram, he was not able to preach as he was ordered to do by his spiritual master.
Recimo u vrijeme kad je Prabhupada još bio Grihastha, možda nije mogao da priča u toj meri po instrukciji svog duhovnog učitelja.
But he always kept this ideal in his mind as his guiding light.
Ali uvijek imao u umu tu ideju, instrukciju kao ideju vodilju.
And ultimately it became successful.
I na kraju to je postigao uspjeh.
Because the energy follows thoughts.
Zato što je ta energija slijedila misli.
There is another example. Let us say, due to some external circumstances, you cannot practice bhakti.
Recimo, navišći drugi primjer, recimo da zbog nekih spoljašnjih okolnosti ne možeš praktikovati bhakti.
And let us even say for the you die at the time of death, you have not really developed the higher states of love of Godhead.
I recimo da u trenutku smrti nismo dostigli najvišeniji nivo ljubavi prema Bogu.
If you die and at the moment of death you have this still this ideal, I want to come to you, Krishna.
Ali ti umireš i još uvijek u sebi misliš, ok, imaš taj ideal, Krishna, ja želim doći tebi.
Krishna, please.
Krishna, molim te.
Then Krishna will appear to you, although you have not followed any sadhana.
Onda će ti se Krishna pojaviti upravo.
I mean the sadhana to get to the highest states of love of God.
Krishna će ti se pojaviti uprkos tome što nisi sledila, imala tu sadanu da dostigneš taj najviši nivo ljubavi prema Bogu.
At that time Krishna will show you his divine form.
U tom trenutku Krishna će pokazati svoj božanski oblik.
And he will reveal to you your eternal identity.
I razotkrit će ti tvoj večni identitet.
Just because you have this idea.
Samo zato što postoji taj ideja.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Predivno, zar ne?
So, this is effective. You can just keep your ideal to become Krishna conscious, protected. Not give up this ideal. The ideal will one day work.
To je dobro, znači da uvek imamo tu negde taj ideal koji je zaštićen i upreko s svim poteškoćama jednog dana taj ideal će biti ostvaren.
So on. Hare Krishna. Our Macedonian soldiers. Do you get enough prasadam, Admarama? Admarama and myself are friends, we can talk like this. Then I think what we shall do now, we will all chant the Nisinga Kavacha Stotram. Then we, I will give you some nice prasadam.
Sada ćemo pevati Nisinga Kavacha Stotru, a onda ću podeliti prasadam.
Maybe this time we can offer a little hati to Lord Nrsimhadev and Jawa. Yes. While we are chanting. While we are chanting. Please take your clavier. Say one thing, when you chant the Nrsimha Kavacha Stotra, it is very good if you can offer a flower or incense or something to Lord Nrsimhadev. No,
in reality. Savupadravanasharam Nrsimha Kavacham Rakshe Pralade Noditam Puram Savarakshakaram Punyam Savupadravanasharam Savasampadkaram Chaiva Sarnamoksha Pradayakam Yadhani Simha Devesham Sana Vita Masanstuta
Krishna, 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 Krish